Hallelujah, hallelujah. Are you glad you're here tonight? Praise the Lord. I understand the cat's out of the bag. Now, for some of you who don't know what I'm talking about, my wife and I, we've been back from the Philippines now for 5 weeks, and people have kept asking, when are you going to talk about it? When are you going to talk about it? I said, well, just wait, because it's cat's not out of the bag yet. All the rumors been going around. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When I was here this night, as we are here tonight, and being in the song service, hearing the testimonies, and then being aware of what other churches are like, I'm not knocking down other churches, but we are so blessed. When we were in the Philippines, I was thinking, Lord, these people are going to be blessed. Not because we're going to go back there, but because there is something about what God is doing here that He wants to do there. I witnessed the people here in the United States, talk with people, and there has been some openness, but in the United States, we have secular humanism, atheism, disinterest in the things of God, the Bible, well, that's just another book. When we were in the Philippines, I discovered a people who believe, whether or not they know what it's talking about, they believe the Bible is the Word of God. They are open. I mean, they are open. I mean, what I'm trying to say is, they are open. Just a general interest in spiritual things. Easy to talk to. One of the experiences we had, we stopped in a Ford car lot, just to see what they might have in the way of vehicular transportation. And after talking with the sales girl a little bit, and having satisfied what I wanted to know about the cars, I just asked her a question, whether she'd ever given her life to Jesus Christ. And the first question she asked, are you a charismatic? Now, the word charismatic is used quite a bit over there. And I suppose about the quantity, about the percentage of the charismatics, most of them are Catholics. And there is a real move over there among the Catholics to be in the Bible, getting born again, and being Spirit-filled, but also going to Mass and doing those other things that Catholics do. But there are also many Protestant charismatics over there. And the word charismatic is a good word over there, at least as far as I could tell, that people are excited about things. There's life in the church. And so I said, well, I did not know quite how to respond to her question. And when you're a charismatic, I did not know what was in her mind. If I said yes, what would she think? What would in her mind be the answer if I said yes or if I said no? So I was trying to field a few things to ask where she was. Anyway, eventually I was talking with her about Jesus and about her need for the Lord. And then Norma, the one who started this ball rolling, was there along with my wife. And they gathered that we were no longer talking about cars, and so they drifted on over. And then I turned the thing over to I turned her over to Norma. We went into the office, and I just said, "Okay, Norma, you can continue because she knows the language a little bit better." Although the girl spoke quite good English, the phone kept ringing. There was another girl in the office too, and the phone kept ringing. So finally, Norma just picked up the telephone and just put it down on the desk. It wasn't bothering anymore. And so she just started sharing the love of Jesus. She's a bold girl, that woman. I kept pressing in, and finally led her and the other girl, though the other girl just went through the forms. She never really gave her life to the Lord. But this one girl just gave her life to the Lord. And you could tell there was a difference in her. I don't know what a depth or whatever. In fact, there was a charismatic meeting going on in that at noontime every day, a charismatic Bible study going on. She herself had never attended it, but there was that witness. She knew that there was something, and she gave her life to the Lord. And there was just something about her face, and she was radiant. In fact, she said, I knew there was something about you here, and that the Lord had you here for a reason, and that was for me to give my life to the Lord. Now, what's going to happen to her, I don't know. There's one thing about going around, sharing the love of Jesus, asking people to give their lives to Jesus, give them the sinner's prayer, help them in the sinner's prayer and have them be born again, and something has happened into their spirit, but there has to be more. And that's growing up in the Lord and giving their lives to the Lord wholeheartedly and saying, yes, I am going to be ready. And that's my goal. And my vision over there, I'll just delay a little bit about that vision. Let me share a few more things. There were some friends of Norma who agreed to be a part of an organization to invite us over there so there can be an official structure for us to be a part of over there. And one is a speaker in charismatic circles. And the oneness, or I should say, the nature of God has been shared with him. And he understands it and is for it. Another man has been in charismatic circles for a long time. He's in a church. And he said, there's something more. There is something more than what I'm getting. There is something more. I want something deeper of God. And because of what Norman was sharing, he wanted to be a part of this because he wanted something more. And he lives there in Manila. Another man who lives way down in Surigao, way down in, if you know anything about the Philippines, I did not know hardly anything. I hardly knew anything about the Philippines until I was asked, will you go? Sure. So look, I had a hard time finding a map. I found one, and then there's the Philippines right there just by South China Sea, just off of Vietnam. And a very nice, lovely place. But down in the southern part is an island of Mindanao. And Surigao City is the northern part of that. And the mayor of that city had just recently been born again, spirit-filled, and he wanted to be part of what was going on. He knew Norma way, way, way back when he was just out of college, and so was Norma. So he agreed. And when I started sharing with him, when I was with him for some time, the things of God, I could just see a hunger in him. And he said, what I want is, in fact, if you would, I have all sorts of land. I'd be happy to give land and let's start a Bible college down where I am. He said, well, I think the Lord, in fact, where he is down there is where Pastor Niederhauser has his work down in that area, in his own city down there. But at any rate, and his daughter was born again spirit-filled ever before he was. And there are spirit-filled people around, but there is a depth of teaching that the people don't have. We went up to this place called Baknotan. Now, it's about 175 miles north of Manila, on the island of Luzon, on the west coast of the island. And it was facing Vietnam, except you can't see Vietnam because it's too far across the sea. The country there is warm, by the way. It's paved road the whole way. In fact, the last, I'd say about 3 miles, 2 or 3 miles to the university that's right there, it was paved 2 days before we got there. And the president of the university said, well, we paved it just for you. They have a sense of humor. It might have something to do with the fact that the name of the university is in honor of the president's father. And so there is some kind of connection there. The university has about 10,000 students scattered over 7 campuses in the province of La Union. And Baknotan is just one of the little towns in the area. But the headquarters of the university is right there. It's just, when we think of the word town, it's sort of like a county type thing, you know, different groups of houses here and there. This is sort of out in the boonies, and just as the foothills start rising up toward the mountains. It's a large campus there. That's the headquarters, and about 1,500 students are there, about 200 and some odd staff. And it's just across the street from where Norma's property is that she wants to give for us to have a Bible college and a church there. Of course, they'll need more land than just her land, and the Lord, I know, is going to provide that. But ideal location. We met the president, and he was eager to have us begin work. There is a church called, Iglesia Ni Cristo. And it is a cult. Now, when I talk about cult, I mean cult. It's a very influential church in the Philippines, and they believe that Jesus was only a man, that he was had no deity, he was only a man, and they have some other strange doctrines such as you are not to the level of being able to read the Bible until you become an angel, and they have some strange doctrines. But they have a Bible study in this university, and the Catholics did have a Bible study going on the campus there, but the priest was changed to another priest, and he was too busy to come on up, so they're not having any. The Catholics are not having any there. And then I think there's a Seventh-day Adventist from a nearby town coming once in a while to hold a Bible study. But there is nothing there for where the people are right there. There's nothing there to where they can attach to and where there can be a move of God. And going back to Manila, we're jumping around here. On Sunday, we visited a couple of churches, charismatic churches. And I just put myself in a position, and we should all do this in any service, no matter what kind of service it is, if it's a worship for the Lord, I'm going to worship the Lord. And so I said, Lord, I'm going to worship you, and I'm going to praise you. And as I did that, even though the standard is not up to what our standard is here, but that's we have something unique here, I just felt the presence of the Lord. I just felt them there, just worshipped him, just easily to worship him. The songs that they were singing were the typical charismatic songs in those songbooks and that they put up on the overhead projectors that I was used to before coming here. So I was familiar with the songs. And so just to worship the Lord, and the people were worshiping the Lord. That was in the morning. The church was meeting in a ballroom of a hotel. And that's where they meet every Sunday. And they held about 800, 900 people. And there, I would say, about 700 people were there. And then in the evening, we attended the church that the nephew of Lester Summerall has. His name is David Summerall. And a little bit more lively situation. And there were people that were dancing, not quite our style here. But anyway, they were bouncing up and down and having themselves a good time. And the worship was lively. The music was not, again, I have a vision. With respect to this Bach Noten, of a group of people, I want you to be praying about this, because we're not going over there just to have church. We're not going over there to raise the flag, community chapel and Bible training center, clunk, claim the country for our church. No, that's not why we're going there. We're going there because there's a hunger for more of God. And what I see is God raising up people whose hearts are 100% for the Lord and who want to go for Him and who want to be able to say, I'm going to be ready, and who have that vision of the end time move of God to be a part of what God's doing so that God can train them and so that this can spread throughout the whole country and not just those who have our particular denominational label, but so that others in other denominations, I do not know what the Lord's going to do. Maybe some of them will just carry it on in their own flag. Doesn't matter, because the flag's Jesus Christ. As long as the truths go forward and the people present themselves before Jesus and just want Him wholly and solely and get rid of every demon, everything that's solical, everything that's flesh, and just, I know there are some things, so I'm going to think of the qualifications that are supposed to be here, but in the Spirit, just going with Jesus, worshiping Him, having that love flowing through so that people can know that Jesus is alive and well upon planet Earth. So some of the things there's one thing that I'm praying for. The Lord will raise up an equivalent George Boker so that there will be a group of people who can enter into the kind of music that is spiritual music. Now, the music that was there was good, but I had the feeling that it was more soulical. And it got people excited, but at least my spirit could not just flow in and touch the Lord. In the spirit I was, but as far as the conveyance of the music, it could not to that degree. But the Lord's going to do that. The Lord's going to do something in that land. And the people are so open, even though there will be some that will reject, but the people are so open that there will be those. God will raise up those. God will raise up a standard, and it will spread throughout. And with respect to Manila, there are Bible colleges all over the Manila area, because that's where about one-third the whole population of the country is, right down there, or at least 20%, 25% anyway, because they're all leaving the countryside. And there's plenty left up in the countryside, by the way. When I say all, that's the qualified sense. But they're all jammed down there in Manila. There are hundreds and hundreds of churches, many charismatics and Bible colleges galore. But up here in Bach Noten, just sitting waiting for God to do something where there isn't the competition, where God can just move, and there's nothing else there to draw them anyplace else. There's the ocean right by, but then it's not quite the same as the southern surf down there in California. I mentioned that because it's warm down there. The water was warm. We went swimming one time. I would say about 75 degrees temperature out in the water. So so it's not too shabby. The first time I really enjoyed a swim out in the ocean since I left Africa. You can't swim in this stuff out here. You can splash, but that's just about it.
You can walk on it.
So one of the things I was doing is, Lord, you're in charge. And when we were there, God did not use me in any mighty miracle or anything like that to show, here is the man of God. Look at him. No, it wasn't anything like that. Wasn't praying for that anyway. But the Lord was moving. The Lord was opening doors, and a corporation was established in record time. Submitted one day and got the signed papers the next day, which is not what you call exactly slow. It's even quick for the United States. We're waiting on our visas. They're working on it. I forgot to play. Anyway, down in Manila, there's a lot of people down there that are spirit-filled, but of course most of them are not. Be praying about another thing, and that is in the year 1985, there's what's called Manila 85, and then there is a goal of, there was a bunch of, I don't know how many people, but there are people involved in a program to win 1 million people to Jesus Christ in the city of Manila and in the greater Manila area. So God is moving. God is doing something there. But they need something more than the level of teaching that they have. And so this is what we feel our call is. When Norma was talking with me, and when she saw this land, her homeland, and she won these converts over there, although they are not formed in any church yet, she was telling me, well, whom can she turn these converts over to? And she thought of the various people whom she knew, and she knew in the various mission groups. For example, UPC is down there, and there are other groups as well. But the Lord put on her heart, they need some more kinds of teaching that they don't have. The Lord put on her heart, community chapel. She had been here for a year and had got some of the teachings. And what she has, she's carrying. I mean, she's going with it, what she has. And so as I was talking with these other people, they want more of God. They want more of God. And as I've been waiting these 5 weeks so far now, I'm saying, Lord, it's all in your timing. I'm not going to get antsy. You're in charge. That's one thing I began to learn. God's in charge. God's in charge. We cannot push. We cannot rush. What He wants us to do is get to know Him. To get to know Him. And then when He wants us to do something, or when He wants to do something, He'll do it. And He'll move through us, or He'll move through those who are ready. And speaking of ready, I just want to give one little exhortation. I've given the same kind of exhortation before. Many of you do not know what God's calling is for you. And so you are thinking of, as things are now, so they shall be until Jesus comes and calls us away. And Lord, I'm going to be ready. But there's a ministry. There are people out there, and God wants to get us ready so that when the call comes forth and the people are raised up and they're ready to receive, that there are those who are ready to go. And so even as the prayer is, Lord, I'm going to be ready. I'm going to fall in love with you. I'm going to be ready when you come. I'm going to have that relationship to you. It's an active seeking. There is an active seeking of being ready for Jesus. So there is also an active seeking to be ready to be used as how God wants to use you when the time comes, and not just, well, Lord, here I am. You know my address. In the meantime, I'm going about the business as I am. No, we're supposed to be seeking those gifts. We're supposed to be seeking. We're supposed to be praying for people. Lord, if you want me to go, if you want me to be a pastor, if you want me to be an evangelist, if you want me to be a witness, or whatever it is, Lord, I am willing. Stir in me, boil in me, because I want souls to be won for Jesus Christ. I want them to be receiving these truths that are here. I want to go for it. So do not just sit back in your pew, and just because whether you graduated or not, the Lord will call me when He knows He wants to call me. He will call those whose hearts are ready to be called. And so even as the call comes forth to be raised up at the time of the rapture, it's those who are ready. He's going to call those whose hearts are ready to go out into ministry. And that has been my prayer, and that it appears the Lord has called us.